Images of 14-year-old Thomas Healy, who died in a tragic car accident in the early hours of yesterday morning on Ross Road in Killarney, are on the front page of several papers this morning. "Our bright, bubbly boy" is the page one headline for the Irish Daily Mail, which reports that the family is numb with devastation at the loss of Thomas. The paper quotes Independent TD Michael Healy-Ray, who said the entire family and community were beyond shocked. Deputy Healy-Ray is a first cousin of Thomas's father, Ger. "Tom will live in our hearts forever" is the lead headline for the Irish Sun. And the tragedy gives front page photographs to the Irish Examiner and the Irish Times, which show jaunting cars leaving the Killarney National Park as Gordee sealed off the road where the tragedy happened. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, the story that over 60s are to get their second COVID vaccination within 10 days. The paper reports that Taoiseach Micheál Martin confirmed the news last night amid mounting concerns about the risks posed to the cohort by the Delta variant. We're told that he pledged at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night that all second doses for the age group would be completed by July 18th. There's lots of supportive reaction for Deputy Josepha Madigan in the papers today, who told it all on Tuesday that she was a sexual assault survivor during a speech on gender-based violence. And the Examiner picks up on Dunleary Rathdown Independent Councillor Deirdre Donnelly's call to Liveline yesterday, during which she described her own ordeal as she was harassed and groped by a man at a busy function in an unnamed Dublin hotel. "Nasty inflation ahead as post-pandemic price hikes to hit consumers" is the headline above Charlie Weston's front page article in the Irish Independent, which says that fears were raised on this front as a string of price hikes were announced. He writes that electricity, gas, broadband, health insurance and fuel costs are all on the up, with Bord Gáis Energy the latest to announce a price hike yesterday. KBC economist Austin Hughes is quoted as saying that we are now heading into a noisy and nasty period of inflation. And images of Roger Federer are carried across the sports pages after his three-set loss against Poland's Hubert Hurkacz at the men's singles quarterfinals at Wimbledon yesterday. And naturally, there's speculation on whether the match was the tennis legend's last appearance on centre court. He lost the third set 6-love, which is the first time he has ever been bageled at Wimbledon. Lawrence Osler says in The Independent that the end was entirely unbefitting, describing how Federer spent an afternoon scrabbling around in the grass trying to find his game, and in the brief moments when he thought he had, he was blown away. But clearly, England's 2-1 extra time win over Denmark at the Euro semi-final last night is the big sports story this morning. Headline writers make excellent use of the surnames of the England players. Danes Caned is on the front page of the Irish Daily Star, while the Sun has King Kane. But the best of the bunch is on the back page of The Independent and refers to how the crucial extra time penalty was won, with Sterling Fall sees England profit.